Everyone knows dessert is the cherry on top. It's the way you end your meal. Even when you go to a restaurant, if you get the wrong dessert, has it happened to you before? It's happened to me. It's like, mwah, mwah, mwah. It just, I had this fantastic meal and then I had a horrible dessert. It's never going to happen. If you go to Les Delices La Fronette, get hooked up with the best pastries in the city of Montreal. No matter whose home you go to, or if they're coming over to yours, you will not be disappointed. Five Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in Brossard. Simplement délicieux, simply delicious. It's Les Delices La Fronette. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By podcast brought to you by OwnSpace. Episode 185 of the Drive-By Podcast. I'm Freeway Frank with the Thursday edition. Thank you so much for listening in. You can't make this shit up. This is the reality of the most laughed at, laughing stock, liberal government, any government we've ever had has not come close to being the international laughing stock that this liberal government continues to be. With Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister waiting to take Justin's place if he ever steps down. Another insane in the membrane MP, Chrystia Freeland. These two people are the biggest jokes Canada has ever seen. And I'm going to explain why. Because I always give the facts behind it, the reasoning. I'm not just some guy who comes on randomly on YouTube and starts just trashing, you know, there's so many people trashing Justin Trudeau, but they don't give anything. They just play clips of what Justin Trudeau says, and then they don't really give more to the story. There's a lot more to discuss here, to dig deeper, to understand what is really going on in the brains and the minds of these morons, meaning the Prime Minister and all of the Liberal Party. Why things like this in the past didn't even come up. It wasn't even on the radar. Past governments, conservative or liberal, because I was a liberal back in the day when liberals were normal, center, okay? They weren't completely whack-jobbed, left-wing, insane asylum people and patients. They're absolute imbeciles nowadays because the things they do. So the budget comes out. And two of the things on this budget, three of the things, okay? So one of the things, they're going to give more money to the CBC. Like the CBC needs more money. They're giving more money to the CBC. CBC, I think, has the lowest ratings Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has ever have. I think I saw somewhere they may have more employees now than viewers. So, I mean, this is, it's funny, but it's not funny because it's our taxpayer dollars. Imagine having more people, more employees, more people working for them than actually watch the CBC. This is where they might be at or close, very close to it. So that's one thing in the Trudeau budget. Chrystia Freeland, I should say that, she outlined the budget. It's her budget, the 400 pages. She prepared it, right? So how about this then? It keeps getting crazier than that. Then there's, for all the Swifties out there, for all the young Generation Zs who are complaining that tickets are too expensive, this fee and that fee, this fee, I can't understand this. Why are there so many fees when you buy concert tickets? So, okay. So what is the Liberal government going to do? They're going to fight in this budget. They're putting forward money to fight people, to fight the sellers that add on all these unnecessary fees to ticket prices. So that, and they gave an example, so that you can go see Taylor Swift and her latest tour, whatever it's called, Maras, I don't know. I'm not a Swiftie. As soon as I found out who Taylor Swift is voting for, I got turned off. by anything that I ever even moderately liked about her. The fact that she's a good singer-songwriter. She's definitely a talent. But then she started talking, you know, the minute they start talking politics. Like, I interviewed Pink 6 times. I love Pink. There's still a place in my heart for Pink because I remember having some good times with Pink. And especially when she was an unknown and she gave a lot of her time. But now she's so woke. And these people are so, it just doesn't even make sense. They're blinded by the light. They're blinded by the stardom. And it's not that she's not grounded, as in a grounded person, and that the stardom has got to their head. It's the lights, camera, action, that have blinded their lights, their eyes, that they don't see anything else but what the woke agenda is. And they don't think past that. It's like, oh, it's, we have to be accepting of everything and everybody. Well, no, that's not the way it works. We actually have opinions, and we don't like to be told by our governments or our pop stars or our artists what to do, what to buy, who to vote for. We don't like that. Just play the music, and that's, we'll stick to talking about the politics, because we're more centered. We're able to criticize better, be more open about things, and have a conversation. They don't want to have a conversation. They just want to shit on whatever opinion you have if it's not their opinion. So imagine the Liberal government saying, okay, as part of this budget, we're going to crack down on fees, concert ticket fees. So now, is this starting to, the pieces of the puzzle starting to fit here? Because, okay, more money to the CBC, more money to millennials, younger people who are getting ripped off when they're buying concert tickets. Oh, okay, so who votes for Justin Trudeau? Who might still vote for Justin Trudeau in the Liberal Party? Anyone who listens or still watches the CBC, anyone who is woke, because the CBC is, what is it? It's subsidized. It's tax-funded television. It's our money that pays for those buildings, like in downtown Montreal or at the edge of downtown Montreal, where I used to work, literally across the street, for the 4 years before they fired my ass. I look outside the window when I was doing the morning show, and the new CBC building was going up, and I was always wondering, what are they going to do in there? And so many times I drive by there. Drive by, see? Very nice, Frank. Very nice how I did that. And I drive by there, and I wonder, what are they doing there? What productions are out of Montreal in the first place? This is local news, local radio. They need this big an office. Studios for what? What are they recording? All the Hockey Night in Canada stuff is done in Toronto. What is it? And then, do you ever look inside the windows of the CBC in Montreal? There's desks, miles of hundreds and hundreds of desks. Never anybody there. Anyone that I know, or do I don't know anyone that works at the CBC, but I know people who know people that work at the CBC. They're all remote. They all work from home. So what is this building downtown doing? I never see anybody sitting down, or I might see 20 empty desks and some, you know, hipster looking guy with a skateboard. Okay, maybe I don't see the skateboard, but you know what I mean. Curly hair and glasses, just sitting at a desk typing away. I don't know. What is he doing? I have no idea what he's doing. So money to the CBC. Money to millennials that are getting ripped off with, you know, going to the Swifty shows. And then, well, they're doing this for votes, of course, right? I mean, because by appealing to these people, the only people that will vote for the Liberal Party, they're appealing for votes. This is how they're going to get them. We're cool. We're hip. We're going to slash prices to your Taylor Swift concerts. And we're going to give more money to the CBC so they make more great Canadian content. And we will announce halal mortgages. I thought this was a joke. I had to look at the date to make sure it was on April 1st. And it wasn't. April 17th. I saw the article today. Here's what halal mortgages are. Get ready to piss your pants. Because I was like, what? Halal mortgages? Wait, hang on a sec. The 2024 federal budget says the Liberal government plans to introduce halal mortgages as a way to increase access to home. I can't even say this with a straight face. is a way to increase access to home ownership. Here's what halal mortgages means and what that effort might look like. The plan mentions that the creation of alternative financing products enable Muslim Canadians and other diverse communities to further participate in the housing market. In other words, because the mortgages aren't halal, people are not buying homes. Really? Okay, so let's dive deeper into this. I did a bit of research. So according to Islamic law, and by the way, last time I checked, we live in Canada and we follow Canadian law, not Islamic law or Sharia law, which is the strict Islamic law, which, by the way, prohibits Muslims from charging or receiving any kind of interest because it comes across as exploiting and being immoral, exploiting people and being immoral. In other words, for their religion, under the umbrella of Islam, it's not acceptable. Giving loans, Islamic banks, they use different structures in Islamic countries, okay, to avoid charging interest because they're not supposed to do that. So Sharia-compliant mortgages include some structure that takes interest out of the equation, okay? So the way we do it here in Canada and North America, no good. There are three common types of halal mortgages. I'm not making this up. Ijara, Musharaka, and Murababa, okay? Now, I'm not going to get into details, but one is a rent-to-own model. Another one is a form of partnership, and another one is a credit system. But I don't give a shit. I don't care what they are, because we are not in a Muslim country, okay? I have Muslim friends, and I'm sure my Muslim friends will agree with me when I say this. You are in Canada. Oh, maybe not all of them, but the ones that are my friends, at least, will agree with them. But some Muslims obviously have a problem with this, hence why Trudeau is doing this, but that's not true. The reason why Trudeau is doing this is because, you know, he likes to go to mosques and he goes everywhere. Everywhere he could win a vote. He doesn't give a shit about anybody unless that person is voting for him. But, you know, he'll go do some kind of dance at some kind of temple or show up wearing some cultural clothing, walk into a mosque, start lecturing Muslims who don't like him to begin with because, well, Muslims are very strict when it comes to people telling them what to do with their children, right? So they're not fans of the Liberal Party to begin with. So Trudeau has done so much woke shit, it's pissed off Muslims coast to coast. We saw Muslims on the streets for how long? You remember? Just a couple of months back, Muslims protesting against Trudeau and what they were teaching kids. And they were in Ottawa, they were in the streets of Calgary, and every Canadian city, they were protesting. Okay, but that was before, I think, the whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict that started that's existed forever, but before October 7th, okay? They're protesting other stuff, but before that, it was don't touch our kids, and I don't want some guy in drag with big inflatable boobs teaching my kids or reading to my kids in school, okay? So we know Muslims can't stand Trudeau, most of them, and his wokeism. So what does Trudeau do? Well, yeah, he's going to do halal mortgages. Well, yeah, of course he's going to do halal. I mean, because this guy is the biggest clown on the face of the planet. And how are we going to get votes? Let's strategize, okay? So they're going to have a late night session with his most prized MPs, the ones who still don't think he's a complete bonehead, which I believe there's still a lot of them because he's still in power. And what are we going to do? Well, we're going to appeal to young millennials who can't afford to buy Taylor Swift tickets. We're going to give more money to the CBC because, they're on our side, of course, and they protect the Trudeau agenda. And we're going to do halal mortgages so that more Muslims can buy homes, because they're not buying homes because they can't get regular mortgages. But this is insanity. Like stop it. Again, when you have to look at the date to make sure this is not a joke, April Fool's, or the some parody social media account. Oh, what is it? The Babylon Bee? I don't even know. There's so many of them out there. It's like I got to read it two or three times to make sure this is not a joke. It's not a joke, which makes this even more incredible. Because how can a regular, everyday Canadian not wake up, read the story over their cup of coffee, on their phone or their computer? I don't think anybody's reading it off a newspaper unless they're 95 years old, but and not think this guy is, I mean, just when you think he can't do something more woke or ridiculous, he does. So I'm going to lay this down, okay? And I'm going to say this straight up. We don't need halal mortgages because we have banks, we have Canadian banks, and we do Canadian mortgages because we're in Canada. Because let me tell you, when we go to another country, if you go to a Muslim country, and if I ever went to a Muslim country, what would I have to do? Follow Islamic rules, okay? So there, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, or you can't come into our country, or we'll arrest you and put you in jail, or we might even slash you or give you a beating, who knows, okay? So look, I don't agree with the fundamentals of how some countries are running their, or treating their people, or using religion as, their law, but hey, do as you want. It's your country. But when you're here in Canada, we have Canadian law. That's what I would do. Now, this is a slippery slope because if the Conservatives or anybody else comes against this now, I'm sure Pierre Poilievre is he's like lying down in bed now, next to Aneda, next to his wife, and going, halal mortgages. And I'm sure there's liberals laughing. We're doing halal mortgages. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not shopping for freaking meat at Adonis. And I like Adonis. I go there every now and then. If you're a Muslim, you could practice Islam. If you're a Christian, you could practice Christianity. You could go to a Catholic church. You could go to a mosque. If you're Sikh, go to a temple. What? I'm not saying you can't do all those things. Do all those things. But now when in the Canadian budget, he comes up with this, it's a joke. Okay, it's a joke, honestly. It's a joke. Because we don't have Sharia law here or Islamic law. We might in 50 years, that's another story. But right now, we do not have that. Whether you like it or not, this is a Christian nation. It was founded on Christianity. Whether you like it or not. Now, that's not to say other religions are not welcome or you can't practice what you want to practice, you don't have the freedom to practice. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we're not going to change the law, or at least I don't think so, to some law that they have in the Middle East for mortgages to make things more convenient for the somebody buying a house here. No, we have Canadian law. And that's what people should follow, Canadian law. But this moron, this freaking loser of an imbecile, continues with this farce, these woke, stupid ideas that I'm sure, as I said, even Muslims are going, but what's the reasoning? This doesn't make sense. We're in Canada. They're really going to do halal mortgages for us? I don't think they believe it. No, I don't believe it either because he wants your vote. If you're Muslim, he wants your vote. That's why he's doing freaking halal mortgages because that is the most ridiculous thing that I have heard. So call it what you want, but you're in Canada. You are in Canada. And if you have, let's say you have an Islamic bank in Canada that still has to follow Canadian rules, and that Islamic bank is willing to call it something else and not interest or whatever, then they can do that. But they have to follow still Bank of Canada. There's rules. This is not me making it up. This is the country of Canada. It's not, we don't have Islamic law or Sharia law. Neither do I want Sharia law, by the way, coming to Canada. This is not what Canada is all about. You could do your religion, you could do all that, but you can't change the rules. And you can't change criminal law, and you can't change Canadian criminal law, and you can't change our Charter of Rights. That's not how it works. Anyone else's country, that includes my native country of Italy, even though I was born here, where my parents come from, ancestry. It's like, I'm not in Italy here. Okay, we have Italian restaurants, we have Italian stores, we have Italian whatever. Yes, we don't have Italian law here. Okay, we don't have Italian. We're not going to bring in Vatican law, Vatican banking rules. That's not how it works. And we have Roman Catholic churches at every corner, and we're not going to do that. So now we're going to do halal mortgages. What's next? It's a joke, honestly. I'm like, I don't know. How am I going to talk about this without laughing? By the way, we're going to have Christian mortgages. Imagine they said that. I mean, they removed crosses and the prayer from schools. It's been decades. Because that offends people. That offends people that are not, you know, Christian. But no, bringing a halal mortgage into Canadian law, that's okay. That doesn't offend anybody. If anything, it helps that community live within their rules that, well, technically they left behind in their country. Because here we have Canadian law. No one could tell them that. Instead, yeah, Trudeau needs votes, so he's going to come up with some cockamamie idea like this one. It's Canada. People come here. And they come to Canada to be what? To be Canadian, to live their Canadian lives, still bring a part of their culture and who they are, like my parents did, like my grandparents did, my grandmother did, family, relatives, paisans, people in my community, all communities, all religions, everybody's welcome. Everybody comes here, but it's Canada. And we don't change the rules. We don't change the game plan. That's not how it works. But this freaking goofball of a prime minister, the laughingstock of the world, I can't wait when they start. And I know there's going to be people that are not going to touch this because the minute you start talking about halal, Muslim, is everybody gets, oh, we can't talk about this. We can't joke around about this. People start getting uptight. But as I mentioned, I have Muslim friends and it's like, I'm gonna say it to them. They're very cool people, very like, halal mortgages. Really? Halal mortgages. Okay. Well, look, if you're a Muslim and you're born in Canada, you've already been following Canadian rules and Canadian law. And every Muslim I know, whatever mortgage they have is a Canadian bank. It's a Canadian bank, Canadian mortgage. So what? So it's for the people that are coming here that don't want to what? Oh, they don't want to assimilate. So they want to come here. They want to trash our ways. Remember when Don Cherry came out and says those people? And yeah, but when Justin Trudeau came out and said, well, those people, it was okay when Justin Trudeau targets whoever he wants those people to be. But when Don Cherry came out and all he said was those people. And what he meant by that is people that come from other parts of the world that come here that don't like Canada, but they come here, but they want to use our system. They want to use our benefits. They want to live here. They want to have opportunity, but they want to bring their traditions and impose, not bring and assimilate. Like we did, the Italians, we came here and we assimilated. We didn't force everybody to be Italian. I know everybody wants to be Italian because we're kind of cool, but we didn't force anybody to do it. But a lot of these people are coming over and they want to impose their laws. Canadian law doesn't cut it. We want to bring our own law and we want to do it this way. So Justin Trudeau, Mr. Woke, let's do it. Let's do the halal mortgages. Stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life or come out of that moron's mouth. I posted a story on my Instagram today. This poor old lady, she's got to be late 80s, early 90s. She's on her deathbed. The doctors told her she doesn't have long. This is what she says. Like, still has a sense of humor, this woman. I love her.
The doctors told me that I'm on my way out, meaning I'm dying. And you know what? I'm so damn happy. And I'll finally get Justin Trudeau out of my life.
That is the best fucking thing I heard all year. Isn't that the best thing you heard all year? That is a classic, an instant classic when I saw this poor woman. She's on her freak. She's dying. She's on her deathbed. Doctor said, you don't have very long. That's what she comes up with. And it was, it's a TikTok, which ended up on Instagram, and then I shared it. I hope you enjoyed it, because that made my year. L'Idylice La Fraise, simplement délicieux. It is your one-stop shop at their Brossard store for great Italian products, deli. You got custom cakes, amazing pastries. You got those mini donuts. I keep telling you, you got to try cannoli, big cannolis, small cannolis, all sizes, cupcakes. Also, check out their great coffees. And in the grocery section, they've got those San Carlo chips. They have pasta. They have it all. You're looking for it. They have it. They even have frozen goods, some things you would never think that they would sell. They have there. You could get your meals as well. Pizza, all at Les Delices La Frenette. Check them out. The Brossard store on Taschereau and all the other locations in Montreal at lesdelicelafrenette.com. I realized I went a little long with those three items on the budget, and the other things on the budget I don't even care for because it's all a bunch of, the money they're putting in into the housing crisis and all that. The unrealistic, by the way, the numbers, the number of houses that they say they're going to build, some crazy amount that somebody did the calculations. They would have to build the timeline that the Liberal government set on their budget. It's something like crazy, like two brand new houses every minute or every hour, I don't even know, but it's absolutely ridiculous and it won't come true. But I had to highlight the three most ridiculous things on the budget because it's just things that growing up, it's like, what is the government doing anyway? You know, the government should be doing government things, taking care of the people, lowering taxes, making life more affordable, stuff like that. You know, education, healthcare, not what the Liberals are doing. There is, so I had to talk about it. And you know me, once I start talking about that stuff, it's one thought leads to another thought. And that's why I love having this podcast, is because I say what I want, when I want, and how I want to say it. And the three things that I mentioned that are most ridiculous, they wouldn't even dare criticize. They would kind of forget that it was there. Well, I'm going to bring those to the forefront. I never forget the most ridiculous things, because if you come up with stupidity, I'm going to highlight the fact that those things are moronic. That's why I'm here. Speaking of getting loans, I was talking about halal mortgages. This is a true story. I had to check it three or four times to make sure, and it's 1,000% true. Remember the movie Weekend at Bernie's? It was a classic. It came out, well, I think it was still in the 80s, 89, must have been 88, 89. And basically, these two guys stay the weekend at their boss's like posh beach house in the Hamptons. And they find out that basically Bernie is arranging to have them killed. So then the plan backfires and Bernie ends up getting killed. And then these buddies decide not to let Bernie's death, their boss, ruin the weekend because they have this place in the Hamptons. So they basically pretend that Bernie is still alive, leading to all kinds of crazy shit happening with Bernie's corpse throughout the weekend. This is what 80s movies were all about. By the way, if you haven't watched a ton of 80s movies, this is a must. So this is what happened in Brazil. And this woman decides she's going to wheel in her dead uncle to a local bank to try to take out a loan in his name. And if you're watching the video, the guy is dead in a wheelchair. And she pretends to whisper to him and talk to him. She's moving his hand back and forth, manipulating, you know, what he might be saying in hand signals. The guy's head is literally, it's flopping around because he's dead. It's completely on one side and she's moving it and speaking in his ear. And then plop, it goes to the other side. It's the most ridiculous thing, kind of like the Trudeau government. It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. So obviously, the bankers and bank employees, they knew what was happening. They feared the worst. It was like, this guy's dead, and she's trying to pull a fast one. So they called the cops. The cops showed up, and now she's facing some major charges. Think about this for a second. First of all, how desperate you would have to be knowing that your uncle is dead, and he's dead, and you're still using him for money. Or maybe it wasn't even her uncle. Maybe it was a guy that was giving her money. Maybe her uncle was giving her money. And she was going to milk him right to the end. Even in the guy's, it's not even his deathbed. It's pretty much his coffin. He was already dead in the wheelchair. She was still using him to get money. What has this world become? Weekend at Bernie's. Watch the movie. It's now real life. Is life imitating art, or is art imitating life? We just don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Last podcast, I was talking about planes. There's always something new on aviation every week. The latest thing is that apparently reclining seats on planes, they might soon eliminate the reclining seats. And here's why the airlines are doing it. And in a way, it could be, you could look at this as a blessing in disguise, because when you're reclining your seat, you're okay with it. I'm always that guy that reclines and reclines slowly while looking over my shoulder to make sure I'm not bothering the person in the back. I usually give it a glimpse, notice the person's not watching their screen or is asleep. I go back a tiny bit. Or I might do real subtle, you know, going backwards, really slow. Because even though you have the space that you're allocated when you recline the seat, you don't want to be a complete, in Italian we say menefreghista, somebody who doesn't care, right? Like, and back it up, person's eating, person's watching, and the seat just goes jab, just goes, you know, all the way back. And then you take away more space from that person and you're already in shitty seats. You got to be at least a little bit considerate. Some people, they just boom and they go back. It's my seat and I could recline it as much as I want. So now airlines, one of the reasons they're getting rid of it is because these seats, these reclining seats are mechanical. They're heavier and they're always looking on ways that they could keep the weight down on the plane, because, you know, obviously the more it weighs, the more costly it is, the heavier the plane is, the more dangerous it is too. Also, then they got to keep into consideration how much the plane weighs as the plane is taken off, as you know. So they have a certain amount of people. The planes are configured in a certain way. So by having simple seats that are 90 degrees, they say, well, doctors say that that's the best thing for your back, a 90 degree or slightly angled seat. And then everybody would be in a fair seat. And if you're in economy, too bad. You're in a seat that doesn't recline. And if you pay for a business class seat or a first class seat, then you get the reclining seats. So they could save a lot of money. And then they'll avoid a lot of fights and arguments, because travel experts say that these seats are a nuisance and they cause a lot of fights. I've actually seen people arguing. I nearly exploded and started arguing with somebody because this woman got mad at me for slightly moving my seat, and I didn't even, like, I moved it not even an inch, and she goes, you can't recline your seat. She goes, I have no space. And I said, well, actually, you have your seat reclined. Why can't I recline mine? And she flipped on me, but she had her seat reclined. I could tell her seat was reclined because the one in the middle was ahead. So she's giving me shit because I'm reclining her. This was like 15, 20 years ago on some charter shitty flight. And it was a, remember, I was in British Columbia. I was in Vancouver, and it was a French woman. I remember, Quebecois, and she was losing. And then I started speaking to her in French and everything changed. The minute I started speaking to her in French, kind of saying, okay, like, relax, calm down, lady. And, you know, I'm from Montreal too, and you're not going to pull a quick one over me. It's like, I'm like one of you, and we're good, okay? We're good. And then it ended. She realized I wasn't going to be a pushover. But look, this is one of the best things the airlines could do. Keep the seat straight. What does it really do? The extra inch or 2 inches. And then too bad. That's how it works. You're a bunch of sheep on a plane, herd seating. That's it. That's what you get. And if you pay a little more or a lot more, you get into, that's how life works, you see. There are no freebies. So then you pay for more, you pay a little more, you go into business. Pay a lot more, you go into first class and you get the pods. And that's just the way life is. It's the way life is. There's no freebies handed out. So I think one of the best things airlines can do, and the whole aviation business could do, is eliminate those seats. So when I saw that come up, I go, well, that's another great airline story to mention and talk about. It's wedding season, and I have a few good topics regarding weddings coming next week. You don't want to miss this one. This episode, 185, was sponsored by Les Délices La Frenette, Simplement Délicieux. Check them out at their 5 Montreal locations, the Hub in St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard. This weekend and every day, it's Les Délices La Frenette for the best pastries and bakery items in the city of Montreal. If you enjoyed this podcast, please five-star it on Spotify, review or comment on Apple, or check out any of the past episodes on the Drive-By YouTube page, the ones with guests. I'm Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for listening in. Appreciate it. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space.